I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
Then roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock of ages. Roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock.
Someone once asked the question, is the Leaning Tower of Pisa in Italy going to fall? Well, for many years, scientists watched and measured the building's slow descent. The 179-foot tower was moving about 1/20th of an inch each year. Back in 1970, it was 17 feet out of plumb, and then it was closed to the public. Back then, they estimated that by the year 2007, unless there was some major intervention, the 810-year-old tower would collapse onto a restaurant that was nearby, the restaurant where the scientists gathered to discuss their findings. Now, interestingly, the word Pisa means marshy land. And that gives you a clue why the tower began to lean even before it was completed. And another thing, its foundation is only 10 feet deep. Hello, friend, and welcome to the Voice of Hope. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host for this weekly Bible teaching program. On today's broadcast, we want to talk about the foundation of our faith. The Tower of Pisa is leaning because its foundation was built on something that was less than solid. So what about your faith? Is it built on something solid that will stand the storms of life and the test of time? This song, taken directly from Psalm 119, tells us how we can build a lasting foundation.
Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of my mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word.
Yes, my friend, taking heed to God's word will give you and me an enduring foundation. In fact, God's word is so powerful, it tells us about one spiritual discipline that will bring about success in every area of our lives. Do you know what that spiritual discipline is? It's found in the book of Joshua, chapter 1 and verse 8. This is what it says. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So the key to success is meditating on God's word. Here's the choir to give us the beginning step if we are going to successfully meditate on God's word and build a solid foundation for our faith.
Come, gracious Spirit. Be thou our guardian.
Lead us to holiness, the road which we must take to dwell with God. Lead us to Christ, the living way, nor let us from his pasture stray, nor let us from
I believe there is an aspect of faith in all human life, even the most elite person living in his mansion exercises some faith. He can't live without it. The crudest man of the forest, living in his hut, exercises some faith too. He can't live without it. Well, everyone between exercises some faith, because they can't live without it. Life will take on its direction depending on which foundation faith is built on. I say, life will take its direction from the foundation which faith is built on. Now let me point out, we have two connections we people do. One is to this world, and the other is to that world. There is a physical world, and there is a spiritual world. We are connected to both of them. It has always been that way, ever since God made the first man. We should be concerned, then, to build our faith upon the right foundation so that the direction of our lives will go the way they should. I'm speaking about the foundation of our faith. Faith can be meaningless, you know. James, in writing his epistle, said, "The demons believe and tremble." They don't have any benefit from faith. In fact, when Jesus was here, he was ministering in Galilee one time, and a man met him who was possessed of a legion of demons. They cried out and said, "Hast thou come to destroy us?" So they believed, but it was meaningless for them. I want you now to turn to 2 Peter 1:15 to 18, so I can help you find the real foundation for your faith. That's 2 Peter, the first chapter, verses 15 through 18. "Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.' And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount." Oh, here then we learn there are several qualities about Jesus which we must build into our foundation of our faith. The first quality is the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Peter said his message contained no cunningly devised fables, no myths, no fantasies. It is surprising to me how theologians and supposed scholars of the Bible have tried to extract from it myths and cunningly devised fables. But Peter said it was not that way when he brought the message to them. He made known to them the direct message. He spoke directly to them with no fantasies, no cunningly devised fables. When he told them about the power and coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, he indicated that Jesus was always in charge. Jesus was always in charge. That must be what Peter was referring to when he talked about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He showed his power, that is, Jesus did, when he was here by controlling the demons, as I spoke of a little while ago. He showed his power by healing the sick. He showed his power by raising the dead. He showed his power by calming the storm on the Sea of Galilee. Peter said, he made known to them the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Peter testified to that power. Peter understood that the power that Jesus demonstrated was majestic power. He said, we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. My friend, our faith can rest upon that power. It must. The foundation of our faith is the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a second quality, which is the preeminence of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus received from God the Father honor and glory. Well, yes, when Jesus was here at different times, he said, I do always those things that please the Father. I am doing the will of the Father. He said, the words that I speak are not mine. They are the Father's. So he always was in the will of the Father. He honored God the Father, so God the Father honored him. And Peter said, we heard that voice in the mountain. We heard the voice say, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. No one else has such an identification. There is only one who can be called or identified in this way. His name is Jesus. Jesus is the unique Son of God. He is referred to several times in the Bible as the only begotten of the Father. That means he is the unique Son of God. No one else has that kind of identification. He is the preeminent one. Now we are sons of God, all right, but we are adopted sons of God. He is the born Son of God, we might say, the only one of his kind. Peter testified to the preeminence of Jesus. He said, we heard it. We were on the mount when it happened. So, my friend, our faith can rest on that preeminence. Praise God. And there's a third quality, which is the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. On that mountain, there was the physical presence of Jesus. The physical presence of Jesus, I say, was on that mountain. Peter calls it the Holy Mount. You know, the record in the Gospels tell us that there were three disciples there on the mount. Jesus took them along to the mountain of Transfiguration, we call it. They were Peter, James, and John. They were on an exceedingly high mountain. Peter calls it the Holy Mount. Well, we should remember that where Jesus is holy. He makes it holy. We might remember that when God called Moses on the backside of the desert, and that bush was burning without being consumed, that the voice of God came out of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, take the shoes off your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Oh, wherever God is, wherever Jesus is holy ground. Peter said, we were with him on that holy mountain, and we saw him being transfigured. We saw him being glorified. We saw him getting the honor and glory from God. We heard the voice. There can't be much question about that, can there? Peter honestly says, we were there with him. We saw the glory. We heard the voice. But now, my friend, the Lord Jesus Christ is present with us. Right now. Oh, yes, He said to the disciples after his resurrection, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the age." Isn't that marvelous? I rejoice in that, don't you? The presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter testified to the presence of Jesus. He said, "We were there with him." So our faith can rest on the presence of Jesus. He's here now with us. Praise God. So friend, nothing else will do. No other foundation will do for your faith. The foundation of your faith must be on our Lord Jesus Christ. That is where my faith rests, and that is where your faith must rest. Think about these qualities, and build your faith on him. Think of his power. Complete control. Amen. Think of his preeminence. The only begotten of God. King of kings and Lord of lords. Every knee will bow and every tongue confess he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. He is preeminent. Think of his presence. Rejoice in his presence. Be encouraged by his presence. He's here now with us. Oh, praise God. Our foundation is sure and steadfast when we understand how Jesus Christ, in his power, his preeminence, and his presence becomes the foundation of our faith. Oh, my Lord, what tremendous thoughts are here contained. It is difficult sometimes, Lord, for us to understand and appropriate what comes to us from this holy book of God. I pray now, Lord, that both of us, my friend and I, may be able to appropriate and understand that Jesus Christ is the real foundation of our faith. His power, his preeminence, his presence make it essential for us to place our faith in him. And I pray in his precious name. Amen.
The church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ her Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word. From him he came and sought her to be.
In order to have a building that will stand for a long time, we must build on a solid foundation. But what happens if the foundation is improperly laid? Well, if you were with me at the beginning of the program, I gave some information about the Leaning Tower of Pisa in Italy. And I asked the question, is the Leaning Tower going to fall? We learned that the word Pisa means marshy land or land not suitable for a solid foundation. And also, the tower's foundation is only 10 feet deep. Back in 1999, John Berland came up with an idea to keep the Leaning Tower from falling over. With a special soil extraction drill bit, he and his associates did a test drilling to remove soil from beneath the north side of the tower. The tower actually leans to the south. As a result, they were able to move the tower more than 27 millimeters, or about 1 inch, back toward Plum. Not only did the north side of the tower foundation settle, the south side actually rose, proving that the procedure was working even better than Professor Berland and his team had originally hoped. After proving that their process would work, they extracted larger amounts of soil. They successfully removed enough soil to reduce the leaning of the tower by about 10%, about 1/2 meter, or 19 inches. Once the tower had been stabilized, it was opened again to visitors in the year of 2001. Now, I'm sure some of you are curious to know how much it cost to preserve this monument. Well, the cost was between 2 and 3 million pounds. If my calculations are correct, that's between $5 and $7 million. Now, that's an expensive solution no matter how you look at it. But let me ask you something. What's the cost for you and me if we build on an unstable foundation? $7 million is more than I will see in my lifetime and probably most of you. But even if we had it, it wouldn't be enough to rescue us from the results of building our lives on an unreliable foundation. Because that mistake will have eternal consequences. Jesus spoke about that so clearly in Matthew chapter 7, verses 26 and 27. He said, "And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell, and great was the fall of it." My friend, that's a terrible outcome to consider. To come to the end of life and find out that all your work, all your effort that you expended was worthless in the light of eternity. So what's the alternative? Well, again, I turn to the words of Jesus. "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." So you see, my friend, the foundation of your life is decided by what you do with the Word of God, the Bible. That's not my opinion. That's Jesus' own testimony. So what kind of foundation are you building your life upon? If you'd like to know how you can build your faith on a solid foundation, then write to us. We can help you by offering you a copy of the message you heard on today's broadcast. All you need to do is write and ask for a printed copy of the message. This message from Peter is bound in a paperback book with all the other messages from this series. So when you ask for today's message, you'll get the entire series. They're all included in the book titled Sojourners in Faith, and we'll send a copy to you if you'll just write and ask for it. If you'd like a copy of the book, Sojourners in Faith, just send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org or write to us at The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or you can pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 1-866-960-0292. And today's teaching is also available on an audio CD. We invite you to visit our Facebook page, where you can see a daily prayer request, learn about upcoming events, or read an encouraging testimony. It's also an easy way for you to send a message to us, and we love to hear from our listeners. Now, once again, if you'd like a copy of the book, Sojourners in Faith, just send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org or write to us at The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 1-866-960-0292. Or you can log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org, to listen to this teaching when it's convenient for you. Now, if you'd like to help support this ministry financially, you can include a gift with your letter, or you can donate securely online at heraldsofhope.org, or by calling our toll-free number 1-866-960-0292. And when you send your gift, ask for your copy of the book, Sojourners in Faith. We do depend upon God's grace and your fervent prayers, along with your generous financial support, to enable the Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. So let us hear from you today. Thanks for being with me, friend. I hope you'll plan to join me again next week for the Voice of Hope. And until we meet again,
low down the chariot, let me ride. 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 Why don't you low down the chariot, let me ride? Low down the chariot, let me ride. Low down the chariot, let me ride. Low down the chariot, let me ride.
Ride on,
ride on, King Jesus.
Ride
on, King Jesus. Ride on, the conquering King. I wanna go to heaven in the morning.
Ride on,
King Jesus.
Ride
on, King Jesus. Ride on, the conquering King. I wanna go to heaven in the morning.
I've been trying so hard just to make it on through. You know I'm trying to live the way you want me to. I wanna say goodbye to all the sin inside. I don't wanna miss that big glory ride. So when you break on through that golden sky, please slow it down, don't pass me by.
Swing that chariot way down low. I wanna go like Elijah when I go.
Right on,
right on, King Jesus.
Right
on, King Jesus. Right
on,
the conquering King. I wanna go to heaven in the morning.
Right on,
right on, King Jesus.
Right on.
Conquering.